Tape script 8.7. An interview with Tim Rice, who wrote the lyrics of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I went to interview Tim Rice in his London home by the Thames, and we discussed how he came to create a musical about a religious figure.
What a subject to choose. Why did you choose to write about Jesus Christ?
In a way, I guess it's rather an obvious subject. I mean, so many people have written versions of the Jesus story, whether it be in serious music, straight plays, movies, and in our case, pop music or rock music. And I can't really remember why, other than the fact that when I was at school, and I went to a school that placed a great emphasis on religion and going to chapel, the character of Judas Iscariot always intrigued me, because here was a guy who was central to the whole Jesus story. Without him, there wouldn't be much of a story if he hadn't betrayed Jesus. And yet, the sketch of him in the Bible is just that, and the idea of Judas Iscariot seemed to be rather a good one. But of course, once we got into it, once I began drafting out the storyline, as seen from Judas's point of view, it became clear that really the piece should be called Jesus Christ, or as it became, Jesus Christ Superstar, because Jesus is the most important character by far.
But how did he come to decide on the term superstar?
It was originally that song was just Jesus Christ, who are you, what have you sacrificed? And I can remember working in my parents' house, and it was one Sunday morning before lunch, and I thought, gosh, you know, superstar, da-da-da, ba-ba-bum. And I just put it in, and it seemed to work.
I then asked Tim if he was surprised by the reaction of certain church people who hammered him for it and hammered the show for being too simplistic, even blasphemous.
Well, I suppose we were surprised by the fact that it was noticed at all. When we wrote it, we didn't really contemplate what reaction it would have with the world outside, because certainly I didn't ever think it would hit the world outside. I thought, well, this is quite good, but other people have hits. This isn't the sort of thing that's going to be known. And then when it did come out, and particularly in America, when it was a huge overnight smash on record, we then did get some reaction. But the reaction that surprised me more was the churchmen who quickly took it up as a thing to help their congregations, their causes. I remember going to one church service in New York and seeing a baby being christened in the name of Jesus Christ Superstar.